4:30 on a Christmas Eve. Only three games caught my attention. Because the rest of them are just, you know, they don't count. They don't matter. But these do. Let's start with number three. The Vikings still have the edge. And they're officially a hot team. But as they were coming to the locker room after whooping the Detroit Lions 27-9, they witnessed God and the Philadelphia Eagles beating the Houston Texans on a last-second field goal. And that means they have to beat the formidable Bears next week to get in the playoffs. Not an easy task. Kirk Cousins had a near-perfect day. He threw for 253 and three touchdowns, no interceptions. Vikings got off to a sluggish start. Then Cousins caught fire. He threw two touchdowns in the second quarter. The second, a Hail Mary 44-yard TD to Kyle Rudolph, which wound up putting Minnesota ahead for good. Nice effort, Lions. Thanks for showing up. Here's the TD pass to Rudolph.
He's 30 yards from the line of scrimmage. Detroit rushes 3.5 as Jared Davis eyeballs Cousins, who fires into the end zone to the right side. And it's caught! Touchdown! An amazing touchdown catch by Kyle Rudolph. And the Vikings amazingly have taken the lead in the shadow of halftime. It's a 44-yard miraculous connection from Cousins to Kyle Rudolph.
That's a good call. The shadow of halftime. And on Christmas Eve, Rudolph makes the catch. Number two. Meanwhile, the Bears. Now, as an Eagle fan, you're rooting like hell for Chicago since the Bears loss may have killed their chances for the second playoff seed. They may have laid down this week against Minnesota, and they almost gave this one away. Back to that in a second. Now, there was a good old-fashioned hockey fight, but third and fourth men in this game, after Mitchell Trubisky got blasted on the sidelines by Richard Sherman, the Bears' Joshua Bellamy and Anthony Miller started raining blows on Sherman, and all three wound up being ejected by the replay officials in New York. First time that's ever happened.
Cohen now sets to the right of Mitch Trubisky, lifts his right leg, extends his arms, gets the snap from Whitehair. With time, Cox it, now he's going to leave the pocket, running left to the 30. Penalty marker down. Mitch is hit after he slides feet first. Boy, the Bears bench explodes.
Uh-oh.
And there's a melee in front of the Bears bench.
Just be smart, you guys. Be smart.
Come on, man. He didn't need a hockey announcer for that kind of thing, don't we? All right, anyway, the Bears seem to be cruising to victory when Allen Robinson, can't stay proud, got stripped in 49er territory. The Niners started driving, but then their quarterback Nick Mullins went brain dead on a 4th-and-4. He throws a Hail Mary pass to the end zone, which was knocked down when Mullins could easily have run for the first down. Here's the play.
Drive alive, and basically threw a Hail Mary.
He did.
Sherrick McManus, great coverage, looking back for the football. It's way out of bounds.
You gotta rip a dude for that. Come on, announcers. What's he doing? He threw a Hail Mary, could have run for first down. All right, number one. If the Eagles get into the playoffs and they somehow get to play the Saints in the playoffs and beat them in New Orleans, I'm officially going to camp out at the NovaCare Center. Get on my knees and try like heck to rub Nick Foles' tattered white garments and sandals. The Saints clinched the number one seed in the NFC playoffs by beating the Pittsburgh Steelers 31-28 behind more Drew Brees magic. Steelers were up late. They failed to get a first down on a ridiculous fake punt call. That gave Brees a short field. So he drives him down. A rookie receiver drops a short first down pass. Good sign for the Steelers, right? Nope. Brees converts 3rd-and-20. Then he later hits Michael Thomas for a TD. Then Ben Roethlisberger looks like he's going to win the game. Hits Juju Smith with a big pass down the field, and this happens.
Roethlisberger takes the snap, drops back, three-man rush, throws over the middle. That ball is caught across the 40 to 45. Ball is out! Ball is out! The ball is out! The Saints have recovered it! The ball is out!
Oh, poor Juju Smith. He's on the sidelines, guys. He's crying. Man, that's a tough loss. That was a tough fumble. And he landed on a dude, so there was no ground contact. All right, that concludes Around the NFL, brought to you by Berlin Farmers Market on Clementon Road in Berlin, New Jersey, where shopping is an adventure. Online at berlinsfarmersmarket.com.
Back BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.